The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And Tim Gaither with us, Funny Bone, one show tonight, two tomorrow in Omaha for Tim's other dates. And well, your website looks like it's out of date, so but you got other, so you got a YouTube channel, right?
Hit the wrong button there. That one's on me.
Yeah, there you go. I'm back. It's youtube.com/Tim Gaither, and it's doing pretty well.
G-A-I-T-H-E-R.
And I've got about 23,000 subscribers on there, so it's doing
all right.
Nice. Yeah, great, doing all right.
Nobody learns how to spell now in the age of the internet, but it's important when you're typing in these, you know, the web address.
Yeah,
you've got to know how to spell at least that.
Yeah,
and then you can hack it up after that.
So it says, don't try to lose weight, but just if it happens, that's cool. What does that mean?
That means
you still have to eat less and drink less to lose weight. Yeah. That's how it works, right?
Byproduct of other good behavior.
Got it.
You exercise, you're a little more conscious of what you eat.
What you're shoving your face, I got it.
Yeah, a woman says it's important to pay attention to your gut health, so you know, yogurt, probiotics, which helps everything else in your body. Basically, they're just telling you in all these instances to just not go whole hog. You can't go all in on something because chances
are... You get bored.
Well, you will fail. Or you won't succeed as much as you want, so you just quit.
Well, the task seems too big.
Right.
Well, I think a lot of people try to turn it into like a Rocky movie, you know, like I'm going to run 5 miles and eat this and nothing else. And then, you know, and then when you fall off the wagon, you just get run over with both wheels. You know?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. It's like, what is it? There's also a Sober October, which I think is stupid. I know Bert does that, but I think he does that to, so he doesn't die.
He must not have any friends in Eagles cover bands.
Right.
With his liver,
he could get through the whole month.
Well, it's who was it?
I think he knows the real Eagles.
Yeah.
Was it Reap? It was his. He takes like a little hiatuses just to make sure that he never has
Reap had
to
a great line. John Reap has a great line. He told us on the show when last time I was here that he said that the reason he quits drinking for a month once in a while is because he never wants to not be able to drink. And he said he wants to always be able to drink, so he doesn't want to become an alcoholic, so he has to quit drinking, so he just quits drinking a month at a time once in a while.
A month or 2 months, sometime. I think when he was here, I think he was he was getting towards the end of like a 3 month run where he hadn't drank.
Yeah.
But he was getting ready to get right back in it.
Of course, we're using the word John Reap for our... Who's a freaking nut job like most comedians we know.
Yeah, what a role model.
I know. I don't think Reap's a role model, but I still love this attitude about, I don't want to ever not be able to drink, so I just take it easy sometimes. Right?
Yeah,
I admire that.
I got it, but it's still funny we're taking John Reap advice.
That's kind of a variation on a theme as to what they're saying here.
You find different ways to do your drinking,
and he's found a way that works for him that keeps him from being full-blown alcoholic.
Lots of people grapple with their relationship with alcohol. I do every damn day.
Yeah, I've just
As
never...
you're pouring your nightly cocktail?
Yeah. But, you know,
I don't want to do this.
I don't get super drunk. I don't binge on the weekend. I don't drink much more on the weekend than I would during the week. You know, a couple cocktails a night, and that's about it. And it seems to be okay. I'm okay with it right now.
You still going mule?
Oh, yeah. That's my drink of choice. And then when we run out of ginger beer,
I want to make sure that Tim knows what that means.
Yeah, what is going mule mean?
The Moscow mule, yeah.
I enjoy the Moscow mule. That's my
Well, you also enjoy the weeds. That helps you get more buzz in just a couple of drinks. Cool. Yeah.
Do you think, if you
throw some birthday today, Todd's birthday, you're going to get tuned up tonight, right? Yeah.
Nah, I probably won't drink much more than I would normally drink.
I mean, this is a fantasy land I'm about to go to, because this will never happen. But if you didn't smoke every night, do you think you'd drink more to compensate?
Great question, Puss.
Because the buzz you feel is an overall total buzz from the booze and the weed.
Gaither's Lab.
If you took away the weed, would you think the alcohol would go?
Great question, Puss.
No, I don't think so. Because I get...
With the word "puss" at the end of that, doesn't make it more serious.
This is a tolerance thing for me. Because I drink so much, I don't get drunk after just a couple of drinks. And because I smoke so much, I don't get high after just a couple of hits. Although, for some reason, I did last night. It might have been the yoga class that I took. Whatever they did to us. Because normally, I'll take a couple of hits when I come home, and I'm just existing. And last night, I felt like I was back in college. I sat and stared at the computer for like nothing. Oh, it was like
it was a different bag of weed. What?
It might have been that.
Yeah.
I was gonna say if the yoga caused it, this is a selling point for yoga. Like yoga class and you'll get right high there. You're 17.
Right. I'm definitely gonna take that class again.
Yeah. I think you're never gonna give up the weed, but I think if you did, I wonder if. The alcohol might go up a little.
Yeah, I think it would, too, for that.
Well, you've recently thrown mushrooms into the mix, too. Are you drinking while you're eating mushrooms?
No. Smoke once in a while.
Maybe that's how you cut down on the booze, is just eat more mushrooms.
If you drink while you're eating mushrooms, isn't that like, I don't know, isn't that like a bug zapper? Like it doesn't permeate, doesn't work?
Yeah.
I would think so, too.
I think you could maybe nurse a beer. Or nurse a cocktail while you're eating the mushrooms.
But you don't really feel it, right? Like if you're on mushrooms and you smoke weed, that's like...
Is it kind of a waste? Out, right?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Well, the weed enhances the mushrooms.
Does it?
Yeah.
He said that definitively.
It changes. It all works. We're just walking down the same path, maybe a little faster.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just about the right chemistry. It's the right amount of everything.
Yeah.
It's the recipe.
I just think if you took away the weed from your nightly buzz, I think you would notice it. Even though you say you don't feel like you're high, I think you would notice that absence of something.
Of course you would. Yeah, you're probably right.
Of something. You'd be sitting there going, I'm missing something. I should probably drink more.
Yeah, that's a good point.
People who
Bush.
Say pot's not addictive haven't smoked it four times a day for 8 years.
Well, Todd says it's not addictive, but you said you had trouble quitting pot more than anything. So is it addictive or not?
Well, it's not physically addictive, but mentally addiction.
It's like pot's not addictive. I've been smoking it every day for 30 years.
Yeah, because I want to.
Yeah, but that's more a mental addiction. I think if you act
right, it's not
doctors,
like you're going to, it's not like you're going to have like.
To DT
physical withdrawals
physical
or anything,
addicting,
or curl up in a fetal position, but you'll definitely be grumpy. You know,
things that are physically addicting can kill you.
Yeah.
Alcohol, enough of that can kill you.
Oh yeah,
there is no lethal dose of THC.
That's true.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car; you should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Surprise, we barely got through the alcohol and then maybe a little bit of weight loss. What's next? There's 15 of these.
It said, don't start writing a novel. Keep a diary first.
Like, how about I do neither?
How many people want to write a novel?
Diary. This is our show's the diary.
Everything works if you're consistent with it. The problem is being consistent is not always
I think they're taking the angle of a New Year's resolution. So somebody's going to sit down to write a novel. That's their resolution. I'm going to write a novel this year. Well, you just can't jump right into it.
Plus, you also got to know how to write.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody might think they know how to write a full book, but you can't.
I have respect for anyone who just finishes a book, even if they don't publish that. Even if it doesn't get published. Yeah, like, wow, you put that many words
in a
row.
Reading it.
Well, yeah, reading is reading a whole book. Like, damn, how'd you do that?
I love to read, but I can't imagine writing.
You're right. Just finishing with whatever, say it's fiction, a big storyline book. I don't care how good or bad it is, that you did it is crazy.
That's like most of the books you do read that have been published, they're pretty good because only a handful of people in the world
are capable
of writing a book, and especially getting it published for someone else to read it and go, this is good enough that we could sell it, you know?
An editor, and then they fine-tune it.
Yeah.
Don't quit social media. Find other distractions you're drawn to it less. I think a lot of people are addicted to scrolling.
It's tough. I would love to throw my phone in the trash, especially now that I have a 5-year-old who constantly wants to be on it, you know, and it's so
Plus, if you get
cancer on society.
If you actually hit your Twitter there, you're going to see a lot of porn on there if you see our phones, you know. You know, when your 5-year-old looking at porn, and we go, what the hell is this stuff, Dad?
You know, I got this thing the other day saying that, you know, one of those, the spammers are working overtime, like the scam artists, you know? Mm-hmm. And I got this thing the other day saying, like we know you've been to certain websites, and if you don't click on this link and give us this amount of money, we're going to show it to everyone. And I'm thinking, in my head, I'm like, oh, I haven't even been on a porn site in a long time, and when I did, I covered up the camera. So if they did, if they did blast it out to everyone, they'd be like, "Oh, trust us, we know you know what he's doing in there." Like, well, we can't see him. Like,
I got one of those.
You caught me on a porn site.
It's all audio.
And here's the thing that concerned me: they started at the letter with, you know, they gave that, "Hey, we know you use this password a lot,"
right?
And it was a password I used frequently.
Really?
Yeah. And then, but I knew that kind of stuff was scammy. Yeah. So I didn't give them any money.
Yeah.
And then just continued to furiously masturbate.
Furiously. You're mad about it.
Yeah.
And coincidentally, that was his password, furiously masturbating, right?
Right.
First you type it, then you do
one.
But I'm sure a lot of guys got, you know, for lack of a better term, sucked in by that. They got scammed by that.
Yep.
Pun intended.
It's like when you have to sign up for a new website, they're like, this password is strong. You're like, damn right, for every website I'm a member of.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the one I use for a lot of my stuff, because I know I use the same one because I don't want to forget, they always say it's really strong, so I'm thinking whatever. Okay.
And seriously masturbating?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
One pound sign. We came up with it. Right? You gorged on a European vacation but lost weight.
Yeah.
Did you get the squirts?
Oh, no. They just,
you don't get the squirts in Europe. That's a Mexican thing, right?
They're eating better food.
Oh.
They're, you know, it's not as processed over there in most places. And in a lot of European cities, you're walking. So you're burning off calories when you're doing that. Yeah, apparently any number of people have come back from what they say, well, we went to Europe and we ate a lot, but nobody gained any weight.
Well, it's better food. We've all done that. I mean, come on, I can go, you know, if I order the right thing at dinner, and that includes drinking too, wine, beer, whatever I'm drinking, vodka. If I just eat like a salmon and avoid the bread, and I'll still fill up. But if I go a week or so, I shouldn't say a week or so, but if you go a period of time where you're eating subs, you know, Italian subs or a pizza, and you're eating more often, you know, a week and a half later, you feel like crap. You know, you feel heavier too. Yeah. You know,
you did get to eat all that food though.
Oh no, the food's excellent.
Yeah,
the food's excellent. And by the way, and I'm watching The Sopranos right now, so all I want is spaghetti and Italian subs, man.
Sounds good.
Because they're always eating subs and eating spaghetti.
They recount one woman here. She's a registered dietitian, Raleigh, North Carolina. Went to Rome, Tuscany. Indulged in pasta, wine, bread, fresh fruits and vegetables, and of course gelato. And then when she came home, she found out she lost 2 pounds.
Yeah, but pasta's fattening, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But isn't it different? I think I've seen ingredients list of like the same food in the United States and in Europe. And
right.
The list of stuff and the food here is a lot longer.
Oh, it's much nastier here, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they're
pumping it full of the microplastics or whatever. Right,
no real answer. Scientists who study nutrition and health say that people who lose weight on international travels are likely benefiting from two more things. More daily steps.
They're walking,
They're walking while on vacation. And, yeah, food is often healthier and less processed.
I like this part. Did you get to this?
Yeah, they're walking more.
Yep. Certain combination of nutrients, such as foods high in fat and sugar, activate your brain's reward system, causing you to want to eat more. And they think that a lot of U.S. food contains those activating combinations. That both elevated fat and sodium, fat and sugar, carbohydrates and sodium,
fat and sugar in the morning.
Those what
are you
things
talking about. Of course, they're designed to do
they
that.
They make you
they
want
make
to eat
food
more.
To get you addicted to it.
Yeah. Right? So they say. Well, like they point to Italy. Italy, a lot of the food is rich and calorie, but not. It doesn't have those combinations that make you want to eat six plates of it. You know.
And America's fat.
There's chemistry involved here.
Swim for it, America.
I'm curious if there's legislation against that. You know, the manipulation of
there
food.
There might be. Or maybe just more of a
respect
food
for
culture,
the,
right?
for the food and how they make it.
Yeah.
You know?
Who knows, you know?
Maybe
something.
People didn't eat it. Maybe they tried it. They were like, nope. Here, we're like, fine, we'll take it.
Yeah, maybe
or maybe we
wasn't a demand for it. You could be right.
Maybe they stop when they're full.
What?
that's crazy.
But what if there's more food left?
But portion sizes tend to be larger in the U.S. People drink more soda and sugar-sweetened beverages. Beef and red meat consumption in the U.S. also higher than most European countries. All that.
They don't have as much room for the cows.
I'm getting hungry. Yeah.
Yeah. There's enough room for the cows.
I've started getting pissed at restaurants when the portions
You can even fit
big,
cows on an island, Nick.
How would they get them there? Yeah.
They fly them on a plane and
you
land the plane on the island.
Yeah. Or you could take them by ship.
Drop them in a parachute them in.
You could go by boat.
Imagine how freaked out a cow would be parachuting onto an island.
I think they'd love it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's cattle in Hawaii.
With a sign that says eat
Which
more
island?
Chicken.
It had to get there somewhere.
They do parachute.
I don't know if I don't know if the cow would stick the landing. You'd probably break his legs on the landing, and then you know it's over.
Right. Why aren't cow legs a thing? If you can get turkey legs, people like those. Is there just no meat on a cow leg?
Yeah, they're kind of bony.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of crazy. We could just but upper thigh look might have some action on there.
Give me a beef drumstick, please.
Yeah.
So much reading.
Would
well,
have to be huge.
This American show goes right to why aren't cow legs available?
Didn't Fred Flintstone used to have those on the grill?
Yeah,
that was dinosaur. That was a dinosaur, I believe.
I bet that was good.
There, right?
The island of Hawaii. That's the big island. Has several large cattle ranches.
Oh. Yeah, if there's room in Hawaii, Europe has room.
Cattle and calves are the third most important commodity in the state. I don't know what the first two are. Probably coffee and pineapple.
People come to us for their education, I can tell, on this program.
Yes.
Well, they don't feel so stupid when they ask a stupid question, right?
I don't think I've ever
But
gone...
I get the cow leg. Why is that like at the Iowa State Fair? Why aren't there cow legs, man?
Have you ever gone on vacation and expected to lose weight? Isn't the goal for a vacation just to break even? As far as weight goes,
yeah. Well, first of all, you're booze. If you're a drinker, you're boozing more.
Well, if I go to a city that has a pretty rich culinary history, I want to go try some of those things. I want to go eat at some of those cool local restaurants, and you know, kind of just throw everything out the window and have fun on the vacation. But you just hope to get back home and not be 10 pounds heavier than when you left.
Yeah, depending on what you're doing. Yeah,
because none of you vacation in the backcountry where you take a couple bags of dehydrated food.
Yeah, exactly.
It's different.
There's no pantry to go to on the island.
Which island?
Yeah, so you got camping trips. I don't know. I don't check my weight when I come back from a camping trip, but I don't eat a lot because,
you got to carry it.
You're kind of limited.
You just chew on a couple of stress balls while you're out there. Just swallow those things.
Right.
Todd bursted a stress ball last break all over his sweatshirt. It was great, man.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.